One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
And welcome to Flawsome. My name is Amy Sinclair.
And I'm Michelle Connolly.
I am the mum of three delightful children aged, I always forget their ages, 9, 14 and nearly 20.
20.
There
20.
We go.
And I've got two little lovely lumps. One's 3, Eloise, and then I've got a 5 or my 6-year-old Eddie.
Every week we use this podcast as a place to talk about all things kids and husbands and life as a mum, right, Michi?
And just doing the best we can. Just
every day.
Just trying to get it done.
That's the Flawsome motto. Yep. No judgment, just lots of love.
Just love and support.
And lots of kindness. This is our first time back in each other's beautiful company since Christmas. How was Christmas, Michi?
It is. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Look, Christmas... Yeah, no, it was okay this year. I mean, apart from not getting anything from my husband.
What did you get? What happened?
Well, nothing really. And, well, the previous year as well, nothing. And I screamed at him and I was like, not even a card from the kids. Why can't you even get, you know, a nice little card from the kids?
It's not hard, Jim.
Nothing. So I thought he would have learned his lesson. No, come back to this year, nothing under the tree. And I was like, are you joking? Like, anyway, so I went and had a... stomped down the hallway or something, and I came back and he'd obviously just rifled through the cupboards and he found this tin of shortbread that my son had begged me to buy him from Woolworths because it had a picture of a cat on the front. So it wasn't even nice shortbread. It was that scabby cheap stuff. And he wrapped it and threw it under the tree. So I got given a scabby tin of 2-week-old shortbread that he found in the pantry.
That you in fact bought for your son.
That I in fact bought for my son.
Mm. If that's not... love. I mean, it's not hard. I didn't get anything from Jimmy either. I mean, as a disclaimer, because when Jimmy, he'll be jumping up and going, oh my God, listening to moo. Because as a disclaimer, we did say going into Christmas this year, let's not buy each other presents.
I say that every year too, but you need a gesture
Thank
gift.
Thank you.
You need a gesture gift from
no
your children.
No one means it.
Well, you've got to open the joy of, you know, Christmas for your kids. So they like to have presents and like to treat mummy and daddy, even if it's just a couple of pair of undies.
No
Doesn't
one.
Doesn't matter. Just a gesture gift. Not a Ferrari.
No one sits down when they say, let's not do presents this year. No one means it. Am I right?
No. Look, I don't know who those sorts of people are.
Well, you know, we had a bit of bad luck going into Christmas. I had to get all this dental surgery done, which
That's
was
right.
like 12 grand.
I shouldn't.
It's, can you think of anything worse to spend 12 grand on than teeth? Two teeth.
Probably corrective breast surgery if you had like those funny weird
looking. That would at least be good because then you'd get good boobs at the end of it. This is just stupid teeth.
Yeah, no,
sorry
and,
to
I,
all
I,
the
and I
out
do
there.
Know if it was I did it was quite painful, and you had to have 3 rounds, and I shouldn't laugh, but it was just yeah, you're
you
off your face.
Smile, and, I was off my face. It was like a week of endone, and then at the same time, the transmission went in my car, Michi. That's another great. 10 grand.
I really shouldn't laugh. It's like you're being punked. I think over
it
Christmas,
was, it was literally the funniest thing. I mean, I'm out just selling anything I can to try and get teeth and
Sell
transmission
Dan.
Bought for. Transmission. That's got to be the second most painful thing to spend money on.
I know.
Who gives a? Anyway, so we had said, let's not, you know, given that we've bought ourselves new teeth and transmission.
All the important sexy
but
things
But I didn't mean it. And I went and bought him a little pair of shorts and a bit of a travel mug for his coffee and a pair of undies.
Yeah, Jim got undies.
And some chocolate. You know,
and,
just
yeah,
I think
lollies.
I spent like $100 all
same,
up.
Same, same.
But he had something to open.
That's it. The so joy of Christmas.
We're at my parents' for Christmas and we were saying goodnight and Jimmy was sort of in the room watching TV and I stuck my head in and I said, Jimmy, I just want to thank you for spoiling me rotten this Christmas. You really know how to make a girl feel loved at Christmas time, Jimmy. And he sort of gave me this sort of blank look. And I turned around and my mum said, oh, my my God, what did he give you? I didn't even realize. I must have missed message. Oh. I must have missed it. What did he get you? And I said, nothing, darling. Absolutely bloody nothing.
He got me nothing.
Oh, and she was bent over, double lucky. Oh, Amy. Oh, you're so Mishy, is it ever okay to bribe your kids?
Now that I'm a mother, I firmly say yes. But before I had children and I was a know-it-all, I'd be like, oh, as if you ever do that. You've just got to, you know, positive words and just stay firm and, you know, it's about calm consistency and just, you know, no. Nah, what a dickhead. So, no, I throw everything at my children. I'm like,
me too.
What do you want? Yeah. I'll get it for you.
You want some shortbread? I've got some beautiful shortbread. Some you bought nice, the shortbread with a cat on it.
I did, and it was scabby shortbread. But no, I truly just.
But you met a mum recently, Mishy, who wasn't as open to the idea of bribery as you were. Tell me about that. You're at Coles, right?
Look, I was, and I felt myself getting mum shamed, and I was like, I've never been mum shamed. Oh, except for once when someone tried to dummy up my daughter's mouth and tell me to put a carrot in there instead. But that's a different story.
That's just wrong.
Oh, yeah. You don't need that. Give her a carrot. And I was like, oh, I don't really think her gums could break up a carrot. But thanks for that, little old lady. But no, I got mum shamed recently at Coles because I was, I had the kids with me, school holidays, husband back to work. So I had to take them both with me, which is something I never do. It's just, I don't do it. I'm not. You know, it's like torture. I'm not doing
it. It's so true, yeah.
Yeah, so we got to the end and they'd been pretty okay, as in not too feral. So, and I had in each hand a Kinder Egg and I was shaking them like they were maracas and I was like, settle down, kids, or else you won't get your Kinder Eggs. And I was shaking them and shaking them. Eddie was wearing
We had a video right now. She's got her boobs wobbling around and she's doing the maraca.
Doing the big shake. I'm very big hand gestures. But no, Eddie had his pyjamas on from the night before. I think Eloise possibly had no T-shirt on and, yes, did have a dummy. And I think she possibly had a lollipop stuck in her hair. I'm not sure. Anyway,
I've
so this,
been more proud right
this
now.
Little kid goes to his mum in the queue behind us. Might I add, she had everything organic and just green leaves in her trolley. No judgment. If you can get by like that, I salute you. Anyway, so and I was shaking them around, and it was just after 6 at night, and her son goes, "Oh, can we get one of those too?" And she's like, "We don't buy those sorts of things." And oh, it's too close to your dinner. And she sort of looked me up and down, and I gave her a look back as if to say, "Try me. Just try me." So then I sort of shook the Kinder Eggs around a bit more and just said, "Oh, you're such wonderful children. Have your Kinder Eggs." But, yeah, no, I got fully, like, eyes went from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes. She was scanning everything in my trolley and I just thought, you know what, go me.
I was once at Woolworths and I was buying a whole lot of chips and stuff.
Awesome. And I must have been coming over, was I?
The woman in front of me goes, "Oh, someone's having a birthday party." And I'm like, no, it's the weekly shop. Mishy, you should have come across me because I actually had an experience the other day that I was very, very hot day up on the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. It was very, very hot.
Beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Perfect the next and very humid the other day. Absolute steam. It was early in the morning. I was taking my little puppy out for a walk. Oh, he's not a puppy anymore, but my little sausage dog, Pablo. And beautiful I was taking boy. Him for a walk and he was struggling with the heat. He didn't like it at all.
He's black. He's beautiful.
He attracts
shiny.
The heat. But we'd been to a cafe across the road which had water and he was kind of – so he was pulling me over there. He wanted to go over there. So I was taking him over there for a little drink. And I see this mum coming at me. And she's got two dash hounds on a lead, one lead each in one hand. She's got a four-week-old baby strapped to a sling thing on her front and a two-year-old girl sort of, you know, tearing around her. Now, the dogs kind of all went for each other and they're all like, you know.
Like dogs do.
Yeah, especially like, hi. Especially sausage dogs. They love their own. And so they were like all thing. And I was chatting and I'm like, oh, you've, you know, you're having a big day out. Your game. Because she had, you know, the baby strapped. She had a toddler and she had two dash hounds in like 40-degree heat. And she was like, I only had a baby 4 weeks ago. This is my first time out. I don't actually know what I'm doing.
Oh, no.
And I said, you're doing fine. Look at you. You're doing it. You're doing fine. And she said, all my daughter wants is a milkshake, but I just don't think I should give in to her because You know, like that would be really bad of me. And
oh,
I said,
no.
Are you kidding me?
It's a milkshake.
Get in there and buy a milkshake. Yep. Give yourself the – get yourself
She's
a coffee.
She's not asking for a Johnny Walker and cola. Just give her a milkshake.
And I said, don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah. Look at yourself. You're doing an amazing job. Get in there, buy a strawberry milkshake, get yourself a coffee.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I just don't know, you know, like – You know, is it starting off on a bad foot that I'm going to be giving in to the bribes?
And oh,
I'm
welcome like, to the
you know what,
wonders
sweetheart.
Of motherhood.
I said, I've got a 20-year-old. I still bribe him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah. Oh, bless her. And bless you for being so kind. That's
well,
what I
only
like
because,
from that.
Only because I've been – and can I just say, Michelle, another point?
Mm.
I don't think my son has gotten out of his pajamas since school – signed off on whatever it was, December 15.
Oh, that's
he wears
incredible.
His pajamas all day, every day. Even when I get him to get them off to go out,
yep.
The second we're back in the house, in my jammies! and that's a 20-year-old. I'm kidding. Oh. Michi, I'm going to have a bit of a rant right now, and this is a subject and very, very close to my heart and something that every single summer for the last couple of years, when it rolls around, my anger riles up. You don't know, you don't see me get very angry and ranty about many things, do you? I'm quite calm.
No,
I'm not a ranter.
In fact, it takes a little bit to rattle you.
It takes a lot. Well, let me tell you one thing that really gives me the... every single summer, and that's Big Bash League.
Oh.
Now,
is that where you wear the buckets of KFC on your head? Is it that?
I think it is, actually. Oh, okay. I think that they did that last year. I don't know if they did. But I will I know, and let me just have a massive, big, fat disclaimer right now, that I know that there are a lot of women out there that love Big Bash League. There are a lot of families, there are a lot of kids who love it, and I get that it's really, you know, a big family thing because I have actually had a bit of a altercation with one of the senior people from Big Bash because I once had a bit of a rant at them.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah, and they are like, but women love it. And my point is, guys, it's not about Big Bash League. It's the fact that it's on every damn night. Every night I am expected to watch cricket. And let him get me started on the fact that, you know, we have a whole day of test cricket throughout the summer, five times.
Finish it off.
We have a one-day series. We then, every single night of summer, sometimes two games, not just one, every single night, that's what we're forced to watch. Now, I know that there are other TVs. I know that we can go and watch another TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jimmy and I are slap bang in the middle of season two of You at the moment, right? I love that creepy.
Oh, I finished it. It's incredible.
It's a I know. Everyone I speak to has finished. You know why I haven't finished it, Michelle?
Big Bash.
Big Bash. Because we can't start watching you until 10:30 every goddamn night.
So you watch 5 minutes and then fall asleep. So one episode, you get like two nights.
Yeah, and that's it. And it's absolutely insane. I mean, this whole, you know, and that it's okay. Could you imagine, Michelle, if we said, you know what, guys, we're going to put on TV shopping every night through the summer.
That's it.
And you're all going to be forced to watch it. Or we're going to put Sex and the City runs single night for 4 hours.
Because it goes for like season after season, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you could
just
go, I'm just going to smash that over summer.
Yeah, yeah. And that's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Because kids love it. And because women go this way, then it's all okay. It's not okay to force cricket
watching cricket. So you can come down to my place and we'll send Eloise up to live with Jimmy for cricket season because she loves to watch it. She's no daughter of mine.
I grew up with cricket. I love cricket as much as the next person.
I can't do it.
I like watching it. I do. I just don't like the fact 24/7. That it's forced down my throat 24/7. Mishy, it's time for Wine and Why.
Oh, I've missed it this year so far.
We've had a few weeks off and we haven't been able to sit down and have a good whinge. So this is a course where we have a lovely glass of something.
Mm.
Today we're going to have Gatorade mixed with vodka.
And I'm having a lukewarm coffee.
Well, I'm going to pour a bit of my vodka into
Thank
your coffee.
Thank you.
And we have a bit of we ask the tough questions, don't we, Mishy?
Mm.
All right, I've got the first question.
Right.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, just the same one as every year. I'm not just going to eat so much food and just, I don't know, exercise some more. It's the same that I sort of – it's a mantra I have every day, really.
I feel like I have not stopped eating or drinking for the last month.
No.
Like, I'm talking some really, like, Olympic-style eating.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know those YouTube videos where they they just gorge on camera?
Yeah.
That's me. Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
I swear I've eaten cheese, like, three times a day.
I think I've gained about 23 kilos.
Oh, well, I'm wearing a very loose dress today. I am actually
wearing a muumuu.
And what about you, my lady love? Have you got any resolutions?
Then I'm going to stop day drinking and eating a wheel of brie every day. That's number one. And indeed, try and lose some weight. But I'm also going to start, and I've told Queenie that she's very excited. I'm going to start cooking a bit more adventurous food for the family.
I have to say this. You make amazing food, and in my house it would be classified as adventurous. I mean, sure, it's not, you know, you don't get out your tagine every night and make a Moroccan feast, but it's honestly, it's full of flavour and it's,
but I wind up just making the same stuff all the time. I make spaghetti bolognese, tacos, you know, I just make the same old stuff. I'm going to try and branch out. And actually use a bit of cookbooks. If only I worked on a food website and actually had access to recipes.
If only you were a food editor.
If only.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be so handy, wouldn't it?
Well, just do what we had to do growing up. We had to make the salad. We'd bitch and moan about having to make a salad. Paul Jeffrey, like, slaved over the barbecue or whatever. And just get experimental with some marinades or something. You can follow the links
Follow them on Facebook. No, we're kidding. All right, Mishy, question number two. What's something you've done in the past 7 days that you haven't told anyone about? I've done a corker.
You tell me.
Well, this is a bit embarrassing.
What have you done?
I was driving past and I saw an ad for the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is a Grand Big Mac? And I was like, that's like literally going to be 18,000 calories. I took myself into the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Bought myself a Grand Big Mac.
What is it?
It's just a giant, giant mother of a Big Mac. And I sat in the car park and I ate it.
Was it worth it?
It really was. Oh, it was actually the best thing I've ever had.
And you've told no one that?
No, because I think it's really embarrassing to admit that you ate a Grand Big Mac.
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
It really is. I've had five since. I'm kidding.
That is brilliant.
I know. Mm. I know. I know. Have you done anything?
No. No. I was going to say I haven't told anyone about it, but I probably told everyone. I deep cleaned my bathroom over the Christmas holidays.
I didn't want to know what that involved.
Full deep clean. It took me ages and I was raging the whole time I did it.
Did you use like a toothbrush?
No, but I did use this extended handle hard brush thing, honestly. And I was like, my best friend came and was like, look at the bathroom. And she's like, yeah, good. Put some new hooks up for the kids' towels. And I was like, Jim, look at the hooks. And he's like, shut up. And then he had a shower and I was like, just wipe it down afterwards, darling. But that's probably the only thing. But I think I've told everyone.
It's like literally you walk into the house. Hi, guys, come look at the bathroom.
Can you smell bleach? Because I can. Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
If you won $1,000, would you tell your hubby or would you keep it to yourself and spend it on yourself?
I'd keep it to myself because I need to buy a new barbecue. And since I didn't get anything for Christmas off my husband, I would buy myself a deluxe barbecue with that because I like to cook at home on the barbecue.
Deluxe barbecue.
I would. I've got my eye on one with a clear hood. A clear hood so you can do like a roast. And also it's got LED handles on it. So it lights up.
I don't know who you are right now, but I love it.
It's incredible. So that's what I'd do. What about you, my love?
I'd keep the money. Keep the money.
What would you do with it?
I don't know. I mean, I'd obviously just buy 300 Big Mac meals. Le Grand Big Mac.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a couple of buckets of KFC.
I know. You could get like a VIP.
And then I'd have to hire a crane to lift me out of the McDonald's car park.
No, mate, just get a VIP booth at the Big Bash and I'm pretty sure that isn't it sponsored by KFC? You could just have buckets of KFC. Just wave at Jimmy on the TV.
Big Bash League are going to want to sponsor us after hearing this. Definitely. So we're all good.
Battle KFC or Macca's.
What's the worst meal you gave your kids over the Christmas break?
Look, I do recall this because I sent you a message and said, am I the worst mother ever? Eloise demanded a bowl of CCs and I gave in, and Eddie demanded Cabanossi. So Eddie had a bowl of Cabanossi and Eloise had a bowl of CCs.
A bowl of Cabanossi, that's
damn
joyous.
Straight. It was left over from when I cut it up.
And
I was
with
like,
my Big Mac.
Some crackers with that or some cheese. No, mummy. Okay, knock yourself out.
On that note, we'd like to say thank you. Thank you for joining us
welcome
on.
Welcome back this
and
year.
And welcome back 2020. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us and reach out to all your mum friends and anyone else who you think might, all the Big Bash fans out there.
Mackers.
And subscribe to Floorsome. You can come and talk to us on Facebook at Floorsome and we'd love to see you there. Bye, Mishy.
Bye. See you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.